stand by as we're about to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the IBM Corporation Tivoli Talk, IBM Maximo 7.1 Asset Management Essentials Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. Tom Davis. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Abe. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to those of us who are around the globe here. We are pretty excited to bring to you a great story about something that you've been asking for and that we built with you, and we're real thrilled to bring it out today, and it's called Maximo Essentials. With me today on the call are two of my colleagues, Dave Calvert, who heads up product management for Maximo Essentials, as well as some of the industry solutions that come with Maximo, and Dan Matlis, who is the worldwide market manager for Maximo Essentials. So it'll be the three of us taking you through today's presentation and answering your Q&A. My role is I've got worldwide responsibility for the asset management portfolio in Tivoli, and with a focus on you as my customers, the business partners. So I work with your colleague, my colleague Rob Hesselov in Asia Pacific, as well as some of his team. A couple of opening comments I just wanted to share before I hand it over to Dan. Like I said, we're really excited and hope you are too at the end of this conversation as we introduce Maximo Essentials. It's really to address the general business market opportunity. IBM used to call it general business SMB, small medium business, but we term it general business now. Second point, as I said, Essentials was built for you and more importantly with you. We worked with a handful of partners around the globe. We got customer input and we got good feedback from our own direct sales force. The third message is you are the primary channel, both for sales and implementation on Maximo Essentials. So this is all about you. You are the customer for this to take forward to your customer set. Fourth, I want to ask you a few things for your help. I'd like you to, after this call, look at your customer pipeline and, where appropriate, bring Essentials forward as the asset management solution. Second thing is, I'd love you to close some business in 2Q, even if it's a single deal, because I really want to get early traction as well as references, because we think this solution is going to do very well in the marketplace, but early traction is important. Third thing I'd ask of you is continue to lead with the full Maximo solution, the enterprise solution. That's really our lead. Then, if that doesn't appear to be the right fit, be it because of the size of the organization or because it's more of a departmental solution as an entry point, then bring in Maximo Essentials as the viable alternative to full Maximo Enterprise. We don't want to erode, and I know you don't want to erode, Maximo Enterprise sales, and Dan will highlight that a bit more. So we're real thrilled to bring this to you. Let me pass it on to my colleague, Dan Matlis.
Thank you, Tom. And to give you a little bit of an overview on the agenda of what we'll cover today, I'll talk about the market overview, then I'll turn it over to Dave Calvert to talk about product overview. I'll come back and talk about packaging, and we'll also turn it over to Tom at some point to talk about the path to market, and then we'll open it up to questions and answers. So with that, let me start with the intent. What is it that we were trying to do with by bringing forth Maximo Asset Management to a general business? The objective here was really to address an untapped general business market opportunity and to provide you with a competitive offering so that we could regain Maximo's market position in the general business market. One caveat, as Tom mentioned, is we obviously want to prevent cannibalization of the enterprise sales. The objective here is really not to lead in with Essentials, but rather to use that at the appropriate business segment. And we did that by limiting organizational size and limiting some of the advanced functionalities that some of the GB customers would not necessarily need. From an implementation standpoint, it will be done primarily through business partners, and we really wanted to focus on simplicity. So we have straightforward packaging. We only have it available as register user license matrix, and there's really no new functionality that is added here. What we've done is create a subset of the full-blown enterprise product that would be more appropriate to a general business customer. We want to leverage the architecture that Maximo offers in order to meet the general business needs. And also, we want to enable you to have a future enterprise upsell as either A, the company itself grows and needs additional functionality and additional licenses, or also if you're looking to use Maximo Essentials as a departmental sell to allow you to do a seed and grow opportunity where you might start in a small department within the company and then as you gain some traction to be able to grow it into the future. So what I'd like to do as part of the overview is tell you a little bit about the asset management message, and then we'll focus more on the essentials. So obviously, from an asset management portfolio, what we're trying to do here is include the rich capabilities that are available for managing assets as a business requires. We also want to allow organizations to manage the critical assets using a single platform. That's always been the messaging within Maximo. So they can manage their critical assets through their entire life cycle, prioritize their asset management initiatives, be able to achieve more efficient operations, and we all know about financial challenges that companies are facing, want to improve inventory and procurement management, and finally implement the common business practices with a single platform. So as we move into slide number 5, one of the other keys that is important, and it's just as applicable to the full-blown product as it is to Essentials, because really Essentials is a subset. So one of the things that we should tell customers is they don't need to settle for second best when they need asset management solutions, whether they're a small business or a large enterprise. IBM Maximo Asset Management is the only solution that's been placed 11 times on the Gartner Magic Quadrant since 1998. So really, we have the leadership position, and again, what we've done here is enable that for our small and mid-sized customers. So from a customer challenge, we talked about total cost of ownership being a key issue, efficiencies, a shift to proactive maintenance as opposed to going to a firefighting mode, really providing visibility and control across the enterprise, and dealing with some of the financial pressures that our customers are facing. So we can break this up into three key areas, and obviously I'm not going to go through each one of them in detail, but really we have the issue of visibility, where we want to manage those critical assets in a single platform. We want to maximize asset return on investment by moving to a proactive approach. We want to increase asset longevity and therefore increasing the return on the initial investment. And we want to be able to reduce downtime so that our customers can increase profits and quality. As we move into slide number 8, the other key issue is the idea of control and being able to govern the assets. And as we talked about before, we want to reduce the downtime, we want to improve their cash flow by managing items like spare parts, inventory, and procurement management. We want to be able to achieve more efficient workplaces in a workforce. And from an automation standpoint on slide number 9, we really want to enhance the capabilities to define and automate business processes, activities, and tasks, be able to manage those critical assets, and really future-proof the investment. Because one of the key ideas here, and we'll talk about it, is the objective of at some point being able to offer the full-blown platform. So slide number 10 really covers some of the challenges that we discussed. And let's go into slide number 11. What is Maximo Asset Management's essential? In a nutshell, it's an entry-level member of the IBM Maximo Asset Management product family. It's ideal for smaller organizations that require a subset of the extensive range of features that is available in the full-blown product. And it's really geared for smaller organizations so that they can take advantage of the industry leadership capabilities that we make available, our technology, at a competitive cost, and at the same time being able to provide the appropriate amount of functionality. So from an overview standpoint, what are the key benefits? In a way, they're very similar to the full-blown product, because whether you're a small customer or a large customer, what we heard when we were asking you, our partners, and customers in our internal sales organization is that small companies need very many of the same things that large companies do, just in a smaller package. So this is really what we've been able to do here. We want to allow our customers to gain insight across all of their assets, their condition, their work, and so on. We want to be able to offer them a comprehensive maintenance work management solution for planned and unplanned activities, including both long and short-term planning capabilities. We want to allow them to do preventive, reactive, and proactive management and schedule it so that they can optimize their assets that they have available. We also want to allow them to plan inventory to meet maintenance demand and also making the right parts available at the right location when needed. And finally, we want to allow them to manage vendor contracts with comprehensive contract management, whether you're purchasing, leasing, renting, warranty issues, and so on. So in a nutshell, we provide many of the same functionalities, but at a reduced footprint, if you will. So what's the specific messaging? What are the kinds of things that we would like you to talk to your customers about if the full-blown product is not the right fit for them? So firstly, obviously, we're targeting this for organizations that require basic EAM functionality for the long term. We also want to target organizations that are looking to grow with Maximo with the footprint in the future. So whether this is a departmental cell within a larger enterprise or whether this is a small organization that will outgrow Essentials in the future. Now, the objective here is that this is on top of what we talked about before, and that's why we spent a good amount of time talking about the Maximo family messaging. As we move into slide number 14, what are the business benefits of asset management essentials? So first, we want to maximize asset return on investment by proactively managing assets to extend their life. We want to make the Maximo asset management platform available to them. We want to allow them to manage those assets in a single platform. We want to be able to do work management to meet SMB needs. The other key point is we want to future-proof their investment by leveraging our technology on architecture. This is not a throwaway solution. Many of our competitors that have a niche solution that is aimed at an SMB market, it's really aimed for that market. Once you outgrow it, that investment goes away. So one of the key benefits and one of the key points that need to be mentioned is this whole idea of future-proofing their investment and not that this is not a throwaway product. This is something that you can grow as your needs grow. Overall, we want to offer them a lower total cost of ownership by eliminating the paper-based processes and the standalone applications that they might have to put them all into one place. We also want to let them increase their asset longevity through the effective and proactive maintenance. We want to reduce asset downtime, improve cash flow, which for small and mid-sized businesses, this is a key issue, so that they can streamline their spare parts inventory and procurement management and have what they need when they need it, and they have the right amount, and really achieve a more effective workforce by being able to optimize the tasks and resource management related to asset management. So with that, I will turn it over to Dave Calvert so that he can give us a brief product overview. Dave?
Thanks very much, Dan. Over the next few slides, we'll cover off some of the key components of Maximo Essentials. And the one common thread that you'll see are that the key components of Maximo Essentials are often the key components of true full-blown Maximo as well. So we'll touch on that in more detail as we go. In slide number 16, we really want to stress here that the Essentials product is really taking advantage of all of the proven aspects of Maximo. And the only difference being that through some elimination of some of the more advanced applications, and we'll get into that a little bit more later, but through the elimination of some of those applications, the product is now more suitable for small and mid-sized organizations. And it's really geared to meet the needs of organizations who have asset management requirements that fit within single sites or departments. And the Dan touched a bit on this, but we really heard when we were talking to partners and sales folks within our organizations that they that often the requirements of small and mid-sized organizations were the same as the large organizations, just on a smaller scale. So in that vein, we have included asset management, inventory management, and procurement, of course, goes with inventory as a logical fit. And we were told right up front, we can't include inventory and procurement and not include contract management. So these aspects were all included as the product began to evolve. As we move to slide 17, here's a bit of a more descriptive graphic in terms of specifically what's involved or included in the product. In asset management, for those that know Maximo already, you'll be fully familiar with using not only asset information, but tying it to locations and location hierarchies and understanding the role that assets play within organizations. And that capability is all included in Essentials, just as it is in regular Maximo. And we add in with that traditional capabilities such as failure codes, so that with the ability to perform KPIs and reporting, you're able to also continue with full-blown failure analysis as well. So included also in the work management side, all the work order tracking applications that that you're used to seeing, including quick reporting, labor reporting, assignment manager, and job plans. And I'm going to get into a few of the details, which actually can be translated in some respects as enhancements to the 7.1 product as well in the next few slides. We mentioned before that that our inventory or materials management requirements were voiced by the partners, so we included just that, all of the inventory management capabilities that are inherent to Maximo are included in the Essentials product. Procurement management, the same thing, the RFQs and receiving and invoicing, setting up your companies, it's exactly the same way, done the same way, and purchase orders, again, all the same. Now, we were told straight up, as I said before, that don't think of including inventory and procurement without including contract management. So the ability to leverage purchase contracts, warranty contracts, labor rate contracts is all included in the product as well. And in the service management area, we still wanted to, you know, we needed to confine the use of the product, but we still needed to provide that ability to leverage the outside user to be a part of the Maximo operation. So we included the ability to submit service requests and in a self-service mode and create those requests and view those requests and see how they're being responded to within the organization, and that's also part of the product as well. As I mentioned before, all of the same KPIs, reporting analysis capabilities are included, as are all of the security administration functionality. That's all part of Maximo Essentials. Some of the options that are noted in the yellow box in the bottom include the generic Maximo Enterprise Adapter, because the one part that is not included as a possible option are the adapters for Oracle Financials and SAP, or Oracle and SAP. Because, again, as Dan alluded to earlier, we really wanted to be able to differentiate between the smaller organization needs in full-blown enterprise. One part that I was really glad that we heard that needed to be included was the IBM Maximo mobile applications, Work Manager and Inventory Manager, because even though they're smaller organizations, definitely the mobile applications can bring tremendous value to your organization. As we go on a bit further here in the slide, I'll just cover a couple of functional areas quickly. The start center that you're seeing in front of you is just an example of one of the aspects that's carried over from Base Maximo, and it is following along in that theme where the organizations that really get Maximo humming are those that truly understand the roles of their users, and they tailor their start centers to meet the needs of those users, and they push the appropriate information out to them. We move on to slide 19. There's a quick example of warranty contracts that, as I mentioned, are part of the overall contract structure within Maximo Essentials. On slide 20, there's an example of job plans. And job plans, and if you know Maximo from previous releases, you'll notice when you have a look at Maximo Essentials about how we now include the ability to nest job plans. So there's no need to be rewriting aspects of other job plans that may in fact be a subset of a new job plan. So you'll be able to leverage that nesting capability. And as well, the ability to establish flow control from task to task so that if flow control is enabled, that successive tasks will be held back until the predecessors are in fact completed. And that for organizations that that require a tight, restrictive flow control, that's of tremendous value. We move on to slide 21. Another aspect of Maximo Essentials is the ability to include multiple assets and locations on work orders. And again, for those that know previous releases of Maximo, you'll recognize that as a new enhancement. And the last really significant change in the products, and a key element here for Maximo Essentials, is the Configuration Manager. And that is the ability to take a take the configuration changes that have been performed by a system administrator or an implementation team from a development server, take those changes, embrace them over to the test server, and then further deploy them out to production server. In previous releases of Maximo, that was not possible, and you had to recreate those changes from development to test to deployment. Now, what that really brings to the table for a customer is the ability to totally control and lower that total cost of ownership. Is the realistically the ability to implement the product drops substantially. And with that, I will pass it back over to Dan.
Thank you, Dave. So let's talk a little bit about the packaging, the target market, and how you might go about making this available, who would be the appropriate customer base for that. And again, as we discussed earlier, the objective is to lead in with the full-blown enterprise product because it has significant more capabilities. But in the event that Essentials is the right product, then who would you look for? So the target market includes general business, small, mid-sized organizations across geographies and industries. So we really have not identified any key focuses because obviously small, mid-sized businesses come across the gamut. A typical company would be one or an organization with less than $100 million in U.S. Dollars in revenue and generally under 1,000 employees. So they may include a single facility, maybe small manufacturer or educational institutions. Another target market, as we discussed earlier, may be departments or small sites within a larger organization. And again, as we discussed, perhaps this is a good opportunity for them to install asset management, our product, and to be able to use it for a period of time and be able to really understand how it works, without needing the advanced functionality. So these would allow for future upgrades to the full enterprise product. And when offering Essentials to departments and small sites, it's important to keep in mind the license restrictions. So there's a limited functionality set. There's a limit to a single Essentials license per site. So you cannot have multiple sites with a single install. You're not allowed to mix and match Essentials licenses with full-blown enterprise licenses. Clients also are not allowed to append multiple Essentials licenses to get over the maximum number of users that's allowed for the product. And also, we do not allow customers of Essentials to put multiple licenses together, either to each other or to other Maximal Asset Management products. So again, the objective here is truly to serve the small, mid-sized market or small organizations that need a standalone solution. As we go into slide number 25, let's talk a little bit more about the types of restrictions that we have. The maximum number of users that any one instance or client can purchase is 25 users of Maximal Asset Management Essentials. We're limiting this in the sales tool as well as through terms and conditions. And in 7.1, there are KPI reports that would be available for this as well. As we mentioned, there's a limitation of one Essentials license per site. And we're repeating these because they're critical to understand upfront so that we don't get into situations where we don't properly size the organization to the product and vice versa. We cannot mix and match Essentials users with enterprise users. So a situation where a corporate headquarters has implemented a full-blown version of asset management and a site wants to just implement the Essentials product because of cost issues, this would not be a fit because they won't be able to talk to each other. They won't be able to really reap the benefit of the product. We don't allow customers to append multiple Essentials licenses to get over the 25 users. So a customer can buy 25 user license and then buy another 25 user license to make it a 50 user license. It's a restriction of one per site. And then we're also limiting the organizational reach. So it's only Essentials is only allowed on a single site, single organization. We also have some language restrictions, so customers are allowed a base language plus one additional language. And from a currency standpoint, the objective is to run it in a single base currency internally. Now, clients may be able or will be able to create documents in multiple currencies. So if you're working in an environment where you need to purchase or your customers are in different geographies or using different currencies, that will be allowed. But the internal workings of Maximal Essentials, there's a restriction for a single currency. So let's move into slide number 26, and let's talk about the advanced functionalities that are not included in Essentials. And again, it's critical for all of us to understand not only what the product does, but what are the things that it's not able to do or that the limitations that are not available within the product. So advanced applications that are either not included nor are they available with Essentials are applications such as workflow, conditioner monitoring, desktop requisitions, financial cost management, routes, hazards, precautions, lockout, tagout, and safety plans. These applications have been excluded from the Essentials product. In addition, customers will not be able to purchase industry solutions or spatial, linear calibration, change and corrective action manager, SLA manager, as well as the enterprise ERP integration adapters such as SAP and Oracle. So customers that need this type of functionality, and as you go through your assessment process, if they need this functionality, then they are a better candidate for the full-blown enterprise product. As we move into slide number 27, let's talk a little bit about the upgrade path, because obviously small organizations grow. And the objective, as we discussed before, is to future-proof their investment, to really allow them to not have to settle for second best or for a solution that they'll have to throw away. So to make that clear, what we've done with Essentials is provide a subset of the Maximal asset management functionality. So we share the very same architecture and code base. The upgrade path from Maximal Asset Management Essentials to Maximal Asset Management Enterprise is really transparent. From a technical standpoint, all that it requires is a new key to unlock the advanced functionality. There's no need to migrate data. There's no need to upgrade software. If the customer is staying on the very same version of Essentials as the version that they want to go, that they want to have for a full-blown enterprise product, it's from a technical standpoint as simple as unlocking that functionality. From a suggested upgrade pricing from Essentials, we're also trying to make it straightforward. And these are suggested pricing. Obviously, since the product is brand new, there wouldn't be a need to upgrade at this point. But we just want to give you an idea of what we are thinking about for the future. So if a customer is on maintenance, then the suggested upgrade pricing would be the delta or the difference between the Essentials license purchase cost and the full-blown enterprise license cost. If a customer is not on maintenance, they allow their maintenance to lapse, then they have two options, or at least, or that's the suggested path. They would either buy a brand new full license of the enterprise product, or they would pay 2 years back license and the delta. So obviously the objective here and the incentive for all of us is to try to keep customers on maintenance so that when they're ready to upgrade, they can have a straightforward path. On slide number 28, we're covering the options that are available, and these are the only options that are available with the Essentials package, again, with the theme of trying to keep the packaging straightforward and in line with what customers in this market would need. So the only Essentials-specific option is the generic Maximal Enterprise Adapter, or the MEA. Now, the MEA is included as part of the full-blown product, but what we've decided to do based on the feedback that we received is to separate that out so that those customers that need to interface to other systems can purchase it, and those who don't can benefit from the lower license cost. The other options that are available from the full-blown enterprise product are Mobile Work Manager, Mobile Inventory Manager, and also the Microsoft Project Adapter. And in the next slide, Tom will cover the routes to market. Tom?
Thanks, Dan. I covered a fair amount of this in my opening comments, so let me move through these quickly. As I said, you are the primary route to market, both for pre-sales and post-sales. Other entities in IBM that will be around and about are our own Maximo direct sellers, but you may have found to date that they target more of larger enterprises. But as they come across opportunities, they will both pursue on the pre-sale side, cooperating with you to help close the deal, and then turning to you for implementation. Okay, that's going to be both the model and what we found to be the reality. And then IBM has what's called general business representatives, SMB representatives, that deal directly with clients at the general business size who will come across opportunities and are going to need your kind of pre-sales expertise because they represent the whole IBM portfolio and obviously turn to you for implementation. IBM.com, Teleweb, is really going to do campaigns to work things out with their customer base that are in general business and pass leads to you. Will there be exceptions across this? Absolutely. But the whole idea is the IBM coverage model is really going to turn to you for pre-sales assistance and implementation. Like I said, there will be exceptions, but that's the design point we'd like to see happen. In terms of the Maximo Essential partners that we think are going to be the best fit for this, ones with real Maximo product background. Like Dan said, there's no additional function on this in this product. It's a subset to meet this market need. So if you know how to implement Maximo Enterprise and sell Maximo Enterprise, you should really be able to get right into this with no learning curve. But I'm looking for partners who are really going to be focused on this general business segment. And big company or smaller company, they're still going to have an industry orientation, so you're going to need that industry expertise. Your local relationships to the parts that of the geography and the industries that IBM does not effectively cover will allow you a natural path to that customer buying set. Going on to chart 29, the next page, 30, the next page. Thank you. What are we doing to help you? What are some of the deliverables? Well, we've packaged up what's called a Maximo Essentials channel play. And when I say play, it's really a packaging of pre-sales, marketing, and sales deliverables to help make you more effective in closing business, lowering your sales cycle, getting more leads. This same presentation or something very similar will be highlighted at our Pulse event, which is our premier Tivoli event for customers and partners. And here we are at the Tivoli Talk webcast. From an education standpoint, we really don't think much needs to be done for the implementers who know how to do Maximo Enterprise today. However, we will provide for the trained, up-to-speed Maximo implementers a webcast and Q&A after Pulse to train more on this. Essential-specific customer presentations, reference cards, sales flash, and solution sheets are being built as we speak, with several of them being available to you by general availability next week. These will be posted on the Tivoli Knowledge Center, which is your portal for partner content. Right now, I was over with the team yesterday. We've got business partners across multiple firms building a red book, which really gives you the 75-80% you need to quickly implement Maximo Essentials. It's going to be key to bring the services cost in line with the decreased product cost, so we've got an overall solution cost that's in line with this marketplace. So we want to help make you as productive as possible. We'll have that out right after the turn of the third quarter. And again, we always promote leveraging Opal for best practices. That's our portal where developers and IBMers put content in and our integrators can pull from in terms of integration adapters and documentation. Fulfillment stays the same as the rest of Maximo that's coming out next week. Be available in Passport Advantage and FCT, but any new partners really looking for them to use this in the Passport Advantage model. So with that, I'll pass it back to Dan.
Thanks, Tom. So just to wrap in as a conclusion, the objective for Maximo Asset Management Essential is to address the untapped general business opportunity. We wanted to provide a competitive product to regain Maximo's market position in the general business. And by competitive, we're talking both about the pricing as well as the functionality that is available from competitive products in the market. A key point, and we've talked about it, we touched on it a number of times, is we want to very clearly prevent the cannibalization or cutting into our enterprise sales. That's why we limited the functionality as well as the size of the licensing so that it would be applicable to the general business segment. We want to be able to sell and implement this through you, through the partners, because you know these general business, the small and mid-sized business opportunities locally, and you can reach them a lot more quickly and efficiently than we can. We wanted to have a sharp focus on simplicity. So as you saw, we have straightforward packaging with limited number of options. We wanted to have it available in a single registered user license metric to make it straightforward. And again, we wanted to create a subset of the first class Maximo asset management product so that customers don't have to settle for second best, but rather they can implement a solution that meets their needs for today and in the future. And that's what we're leveraging the Maximo architecture to do that, to allow them to use the full-blown architecture and capabilities of the product in a general business need. And as we discussed, we want to enable future enterprise upsell as these companies grow to provide you additional opportunities into the future. And also, where appropriate, we want to be able to use this as a viable departmental sell or single site sell of a larger organization for what we've called a seed and grow strategy. And with that, that concludes today's presentation on Maximo Asset Management Essentials. And I want to thank you very much for being here. And with that, I'll turn it over to Abe for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1 to ask a question or to make a comment on the conference today. I'll actually pause for a moment to assemble our question queue. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask a question. And we'll go first to Dan Boston.
I see. Hello. In terms of the pricing, when can we expect, in terms of the 16th and the 5th, is that correct, where we can expect the pricing to be in SDT for Maximo Essentials?
You were breaking up. Are you asking when pricing is going to be available?
Yeah, is that the 16th and the 5th? It'll be in the SDT tool?
The product is going to be released along with the full 7.1 product, so that should be available right around the time of Pulse.
Both in FCT and Passport.
Thank you.
Thank you once again. That is star 1 to ask a question. And we'll go to Rob Heaslip.
Hi there, gentlemen. Could you please tell me how we going to advance Essentials as a departmental solution? What opportunities and what help have we got to sell Essentials to departments in larger companies?
I'll take that. Well, in a way, the positioning is no different than a smaller type organization, because remember, the objective here is they need limited functionality. They need a limited number of users, and the objective would be for them to get familiar with the product, familiar with the process, and you'd be able to use the same Redbook, the same functionality or the same help that is available for the Essentials product, except that at some point in the future, your objective would be to bring them up to the full-blown enterprise product.
Okay, thank you. Actually, a supplementary question. Just in general terms, what's the intention from a pricing point of view? Are we talking about two-thirds the price, half the price, nearly the same? What's the license target to be?
License pricing would be less than half of the full-blown product. We'll share the details once that is made formally available, but from a ballpark standpoint, we're talking about less than half of the current product.
And still on a per-seat basis, or will it be in numbers of licenses, or what's the structure?
As we discussed, the only way to purchase Essentials is by a named user.
Okay, but only up to 25?
Only up to 25, that's correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen. That is star 1 to ask a question. Once again, that is star 1 on your telephone keypad if you'd like to ask a question.
I see a question coming in over the web, actually. Says, in some slides, referencing slide 9 in particular, we see automated business control reference. How is this done in Essentials without workflow being included? That's actually a pretty good question. And it indicates to me that the person asking the question knows Maximo. The part that absolutely is included in Essentials is escalations. And for anybody who knows Maximo 6, they would know that escalations can be leveraged in many cases where in previous versions you'd be using an entire workflow process or a portion of a workflow process. and in Maximo Essentials, leveraging escalations can often achieve just the same thing. So, case in point, if a work order has a particular characteristic, an escalation can be looking for that characteristic. Once it's found it, then it can set a value, perhaps the owner field, whereby someone's start center is looking for work orders with that person's name in the owner field. So, in effect, that will take the characteristics of that work order, target it to a single person, and push it right out to their start center. So that's what we mean about, that's one example of what we mean about automated business control without the use of workflow. Thank you.
And we currently have no phone questions at this time.
Are we going to wrap it up then, unless we have a last question?
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question. And if you have no questions.
Okay. We want to, once again, thank you very much for taking the time to learn about Maximo Asset Management Essentials. Tom, any closing words?
No, I think we're good. Spend some more time understanding it, look at your customer's pipeline, and we look forward to helping you scale that business into general business. So thanks for your time.
Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. That does conclude our conference call for tonight. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great day.